The Jack Benny Program, presented by Lucky Strike. Lucky Strike and Lucky Strike alone offers you important evidence gathered in the tobacco country by the world-famous Crosley Poll. This evidence reveals the smoking preference of auctioneers, buyers, and warehousemen, the men who really know tobacco. Here's what the Crosley Poll found.
For their own personal smoking enjoyment, independent tobacco experts again name Lucky Strike first choice. Lucky Strike first choice over any other brand.
These experts know their business. Then you know.
LSMFT. LSMFT.
Lucky Strike means fine tobacco. And fine tobacco is what counts in a cigarette. So smoke the smoke tobacco experts smoke Lucky Strike. Remember,
independent tobacco experts again name Lucky Strike first choice. Lucky Strike, first choice over any other brand.
The Lucky Strike program starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester Dennis Day, and yours truly, Don Wilson.
Settle back now, content, comfortable, well-fed, and ready for some fine entertainment. Is everybody happy? Then let's go. It's showtime.
And now to the top of the Biltwell Hotel for Flash Phillips and the music of the big bands.
The story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
There was three children from the land of Israel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Took a trip to the land of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He took a lot of gold at midnight of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And he told everybody when he heard the music of the trombone. And he told everybody when he heard the music of the clarinet. And he told everybody when he heard the music of the hall, you must fall down and worship the idol Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But the children of Israel would not bow down. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego couldn't fool them with the golden idol Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I said you couldn't fool them with the golden idol Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. So the king put the children in the fiery furnace. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Heaped on coals in a red hot brimstone. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. 11 times hotter, hotter than it ought to be. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Burn up the soldiers that the king had put there. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. But the Lord sent an angel with the snow white wings down in the middle of the furnace. A talking to the children about the power of the gospel. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Well, they couldn't burn a hair on the head of Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Laughing and talking while the fire jumping around. Oh, Nebuchadnezzar called, hey there, when he saw the power of the Lord. And they had a bigger time in the house of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Oh, 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 Abednego.
Go down, Moses.
Ooh.
people go.
Oppressed so hard they could not stand.
Let my people go.
So the Lord said, go down.
Go down.
Moses.
Moses.
Way down.
Down
in Egypt land. Tell old Pharaohs to let my people go.
Let my people go.
So Moses went to Egypt land.
Let my people go.
He made old Pharaoh understand.
Let my people go.
Yes, the Lord said, go down.
Go down.
Moses.
Moses.
Way
down.
Down in Egypt land. Tell him. Pharaohs, to let my people go.
Let my people go.
Thus spoke the Lord, bold Moses said,
let my people go.
If not, I'll smite your firstborn dead. The Lord said, go down.
Go down.
Moses.
Moses.
Way
down.
Down in Egypt land. Tell Pharaoh
to let my people go.
Saw the wheel in the middle of the air. The great big wheel and the little bit of wheel. A wheel turning over in the middle of the wheel. The good book says, and the book don't lie, God told Ezekiel to prophesy. Then my God spoke in Ezekiel's mind. He raised his voice and began to cry. He cried, old bones,
old bones are walking.
Great God Almighty, the old bones are talking.
Old bones, bones, won't you hear me now? Old bones,
you hear the word of God.
Saw the wheel a-rollin', the great big wheel a-turnin' over. Ezekiel saw the wheel a-rollin', way in the middle of the air.
Great God!
Ezekiel saw the wheel a-rollin', the great big wheel a-turnin' over. Ezekiel saw the wheel a-rollin', way in the middle of the air.
Well, God told Ezekiel to prophesy. Zeke tried to do it, and that's no lie. God sent the wind from the west and the east. Spirit struck him from his head to his feet. He cried, old bones.
Old bones are walking.
Great God Almighty, the old bones are talking.
Old bones, bones, won't you hear me now? Old bones.
You hear the word of God.
Ezekiel saw the wheel a-rollin', the great big wheel a-turnin' over. Ezekiel saw the wheel a-rollin', way in the middle of the air.
Well, old Ezekiel tried his best to do the thing the Lord had told him to.
He did his best, that's all he can.
After all, Zeke was a natural man.
city of salt, the wheel of rolling, the great big wheel of turning on. The city of salt, the wheel of rolling, way in the middle of the air.
Going on, one more. The
city of salt, the wheel of rolling,
Zeke.
The great big wheel of turning on.
I'm at Zeke.
The city of salt, the wheel of rolling,
yes.
Way in the middle of the air.
Yes, indeed, old Zeke was wailing that time.
Listening to tracks from Lewis and the Good Book.
On my way now, got on my traveling shoes. On my way now,
got on my traveling
well,
shoes.
Well, I'm on my way now,
got on my traveling shoes.
Oh, them shoes now,
got on my traveling shoes.
Oh, wait, child,
got on my traveling shoes.
Church, I walked right in. The saints began to pray, and the Lord came in. I went to the altar, didn't find a fault. The saints began to pray, and the fires did halt. I'm on my way now.
Got on my traveling
well, shoes. Well, I'm on my way now.
Got on my traveling
well,
shoes.
The shoes now.
Got on my traveling shoes.
Child.
Got on my traveling shoes.
Well, I went to the valley, didn't go to stay. My soul got empty, and I stayed all day. I went to the river and walked right in. The saints were all saying, wash away your sins. I'm on my way now.
Got on my traveling
well,
shoes.
I'm on my way now.
Got on my traveling
shoes. Oh, shoes now.
Got on my traveling shoes.
Yes, wedge out.
Got on my traveling shoes.
Traveling shoes
on my way.
Yes, I'm going home where things is always good.
Listening to Lewis and the Good Book, Lillian Clark joins Louis Armstrong, Swing Low.
Sweet. chariot coming for to carry me home. I look over Jordan, and what did I see?
What did you see?
Can't tell you yet, but they were coming for to carry me home. It was a band of angels all after me. They were coming to carry me home, and I was glad to go. Yeah, swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry me home. Swing low, yeah, swing low, sweet chariot. Coming for to carry, yeah, man, get me out of here. Me, yeah, me, me. Home. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. Want to go home. Jonah was a man, got a word from the Lord. Go and preach the gospel to a sinful land. But he got on a ship, and he tried to get away, and he ran to a storm in the middle of the sea. Now the Lord, he made the wave just to roll so high. The ship began to sink, and they all began to cry. So they pulled old Jonah out of the hole, and they chunked him in the water just to lighten up the load. Now the Lord made a whale long and wide.
Lord, Lord, what manner of fish?
And he swallowed up Jonah, hair and hide.
Lord, Lord, what manner of fish? Lord, Lord.
Now Jonah started to pray in the belly of the whale.
Lord, Lord, what manner of fish?
He repented of his sins like a man in jail.
Lord, Lord, what manner of fish?
Now Jonah must have been a bad man. He must have been a sinner.
Lord, Lord, what manner of fish?
'Cause when the whale got him down, he didn't like his dinner.
Lord, Lord, what manner of fish? Lord, Lord.
Well, he swam around the ocean, sick as he could be. Lord, 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 wasn't that a fish? And after 3 days, whoops, he had to set him free.
Lord, Lord,
wasn't that a fish? So the whale spit Jonah out on the dry land.
Lord, Lord, wasn't that a fish?
And he went on to preaching like a righteous man.
Lord, Lord, wasn't that a fish?
Then the people quit their sins when they heard him into town.
Lord, Lord, what manner of fish?
So when you hear the call, don't you turn the gospel down. Lord, Lord, what manner of fish?
Isn't it rain, children, my Lord? Didn't it rain,
Lord?
Didn't it rain?
Now, didn't it rain, children, my Lord?
Didn't it rain, Lord? Didn't it rain?
Great God, now listen.
Now it rained 40 days and 40 nights without a stopping. Noah was there when the rain started dropping. He was so very busy, 'cause the rain wasn't stopping, that he couldn't hear the angels when they moaned.
Brothers, now didn't it rain?
Children, children,
my Lord.
Didn't it
rain? Children,
children,
my Lord.
Lord, yeah. Now it rained 40 days and 40 nights, you couldn't see. Some climbed a mountain, some climbed a tree. Some were busy roaring, shouting, no, rescue me. That he couldn't hear the angels when they moaned.
Sisters, now didn't it rain?
Yes, the people was going from door to door, crying, oh no, why don't you take on some more? But he had the windows locked, so they beat on the door, and he couldn't hear the angels when they moaned.
Brothers, now didn't it rain?
Yes, yes.
Could you tell me where this train is heading?
This train don't carry no gamblers. This train don't carry no gamblers, crap shooters and midnight ramblers.
Lord,
this train goes on to glory. This train goes on to glory. This train goes on to glory. No one could ride it but the pure and holy.
Lord,
This train. Now I put my foot on the golden ship, and the ship done left this shore. And I'm going away to the angels, and I ain't coming back no more. This train don't pull no liars, this train don't pull no liars, this train don't pull no liars, no false pretenders and backbiters.
Lord, this train.
This train goes on to glory, this train.
This train
goes on to glory, this train.
This train
goes on to glory, no one could ride it but the pure and holy.
Lord,
this train. Now the Lord made Satan and Satan made sin. The Lord made a hole and he put Satan in. The Lord made heaven and earth in 6 days, rested from the labor and taught us how to pray. This train don't pull no gamblers, this train. This train don't pull no gamblers, this train.
This train
don't pull no gamblers, no 4-day creepers and midnight ramblers.
Lord,
look here, don't be singing that pretty music for me. I've learned my lesson
and I ain't ready to go yet. Let me tell you all about it. I dreamed last night I got on a boat to heaven, and by some chance I had brought my dice along. And there I stood, and I hollered, "Someone fed me!" But the passengers, they knew right from wrong. For the people all said, "Sit down,
sit down,
sit down, you're rocking the boat." The people all said, "Sit down,
sit down,
sit down, you're rocking the boat." And the devil will drag you under by the sharp lapel of your checkered coat. Sit down,
sit down,
sit down, sit down, you're rocking the boat. Now I sailed away on that little boat to heaven, and by some chance found a bottle in my fist. And there I stood, nicely passing out the whiskey. But the passengers were bound to resist. For the people all said, "Beware, you are on a heavenly trip." People all said, "Beware,
beware,
beware, you scuttle the ship." And the devil will drag you under by the fancy tie round your wicked throat. Sit down,
sit down,
sit down, you're rocking the boat. Now as I laugh at those passengers to heaven, a great big wave came and washed me overboard. And as I sank and I hollered, "Someone save me!" That's the moment I woke up. Thank the Lord. And said to myself, "Sit down,
sit down,
sit down, you're rocking the boat." I said to myself,
"Sit down,
sit down, you're rocking the boat." And the devil will drag you under with soul so heavy you never float. Sit down,
sit down,
sit down,
when you're rocking the boat.
Sit down, you're rocking the boat.
Sit down. You're rocking.
Whoa. I ain't gonna rock it no more.
The elder is in bad humor this morning. I takes my text from the 11th of the Ecclesiastes. "He that is amongst you without sins, let him throw the first rock." What it says is, "Let him cast the first stone." But I ain't taking no chances on you all misunderstanding me. For 20 years, you all been throwing rocks at one another. But you wasn't satisfied. You had to come in throwing them at me.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm, nothing. But I ain't gonna warn you all no more. But in the language of that great prophet Henry Shakespeare, watch your step. Watch your step. What did Nicodemus say? I said, what did Nicodemus say? He said, "Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow."
Amen.
Mm-hmm. That's all right, too. There's a lot of you all here this morning think you've been washed. You ain't even been sponged. Tain't no use grunting. On night before last Thanksgiving, I think it was long about midnight, a certain brother, he's sitting right here out there. This certain brother was coming down the road toting a bag, and he sees another brother toting another bag and getting over a fence. Both bags was occupied. Now, neither one of these brothers spoke, but a sound from the bag of the brother on the fence indicated that he had procured the main article for his Thanksgiving dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other certain brother had in his bag a member of the same family. But it wasn't exactly the kind of a bird generally used for Thanksgiving dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And this fills that certain brother's heart so full of jealousy and malice that he goes straight home and tells his wife what he sees. And that does settle it.
Ain't it the truth?
You know it's the truth. You know it's the truth. His wife tells her sister. Her sister tells her friends. And the first thing I knows, every member of this congregation here is whispering around that me, ha, had stole a turkey. Ain't no use hewing. In the future, any of you all that throws rocks at me, I'm going to throw them back at you. And when I start throwing, friends, I shall miss nobody. There's silence. Now that certain brother I've been talking about will kindly lead us in prayer.
There now, the scripture says that who the God would last destroy, they first makes mad.
Oh, no now.
And the elder eat more sure is acting crazy.
Now, there.
On last Thursday night, who was it that I had to almost tote home?
Now, wait a minute.
That I almost had to carry home bodily?
Now, here.
Yes, he was so full of Applejack. And who was it?
Ooh.
Who was it, I said, that stole the largest money? I said, who was it, Lord, that stole the largest money and lost it playing five up down in Sister Mimi Crawford's?
Doxology. Use all the doors. We're all leaving now.
And that was Harry Mills, along with Louis Armstrong and Elder Eat More, Don't Throw Rocks. Those things can kind of boomerang and come back and nip at your little heels. I heard Max back in town. From a performance at the Newport Jazz Festival in 57.
Sharp hands, pretty teeth, dear, and he shows them pretty white. Just a jackknife as Mac Heath, dear, and he keeps it out of sight. When the shark bites with his teeth, dear, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears Mac Heath, dear. So there's not a trace of red. On the sidewalk, Sunday mornings, lies a body oozing life. Someone sneaking round the corner. Is that someone, Mac the Knife? Yes, from a tugboat by the river, a cement bag drooping down, and the cement by the way, dear, that you, Maggie, is back to town. Yeah, Louis Miller disappeared, dear, after drawing out all his cash. And Mac Heath's been like a sailor. Did our boy do something fresh. Suki Tatri, Jenny Diver, Lottie Lanier, Sweet Lucy Brown. Yes, the line found on the right, dear. Now that Mikey's back in town. Here's one good old Dixieland number we have a request for, the Jasmine Blues. We'll be right back.
go back to the Newport Jazz Festival for one more with Louis Armstrong, taking us back to 1957. This is going to be the Mahogany Hall Stomp. And you've got Louis Armstrong on trumpet, Tremmy Young trombone, Edmund Hall clarinet, Billy Kyle piano, Squire Gersh bass, Barrett Deems drums.
On this next number, we'd like to drape the tune that we jumped for Princess Margaret. Good old Goodwin called Mahogany Hall Stomp.
Band swings. Coming your way on KRVS 88.7 FM and online, krvs.org. Let's head to New Orleans for a 1952 recording. Rosemary Clooney up at the vocal mic, and George Gerard on trumpet, leading the guys at Sidney DeVille on clarinet, Lester Bouchon on tenor, Jack Delaney trombone, Armand Hug piano, Joe Loyacano on string bass, and Monk Hazel drums. You cooked my goose.
I was your forget-me-not, your Johnny on the spot. But it's no use, you cooked your goose with me. If you'd cheat on me before, I guess you'd cheat some more. There's no excuse, you cooked your goose with me. If my honey bun must meander, there's only one cure to hand him, tit for tat, just like that. With sauce for the goose, it's sauce for the gander. You only thought about that golden egg, no doubt. But it's no use, you cooked your goose with me. Sauce for the gander. Only thought about that golden egg, no doubt. But it's no use, you cooked your goose with me. Brother, you had it. You cooked your goose with me.
Big Band Swings with Sam Butera and The Wildest.
For 10 long years, I'm married to Marty Hooch. For Marty Hooch, I walk at the pooch. For 10 long years, I love my Marty Hooch. But Marty Hooch, she love at the pooch. Now when she buys the dog a pooch, she's as careful as can be. Before she gives it to the dog, she tries it out on me. For 10 long years, I'm a married to Marty Hooch. But Marty Hooch, she love a de pooch. Hey, Chuck, what do you know? My dog's got all the luck. My wife, she calls him Poochie Dear, and me, she tries the duck. Because of my wife, Marty Hooch, she's got a heart of stone. My Poochie gets all the meat, and me, I get the bone.
Hey!
For 10 long years, I'm a married to Marty Hooch. Oh, Marty Hooch, I walk at the pooch. I thought we'd have a lot of kids. That's a why one day I found she married me to have her someone to walk at the dog around.
Hey!
For 10 long years, I'm a married to Marty Hooch. But pretty soon, I kill her the pooch. I have a lot of trouble every day and every night. I'm afraid there's just no way, because the dog he bites. For 10 long years I'm a married to Mighty Huge, but Mighty Huge, she love her to pooch. I walk her to pooch, best of the commander to pooch. But my Mighty Huge, she should have married the pooch.
Beep, 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 beep.
Slow down, beep. Honey. Be cool. It looks like you'll never learn how to bop. You're nothing but a square. All you do is beep, beep, beep. You're a bring down and I'm cutting out. Goodbye.
There she goes. My life was all sunshine and roses. With the gal, I was right at the top. Well, we got along swell till she suddenly fell for the music that's known as bop. Oh, I tried to be so hip for her sake, till one day I made my fatal mistake. I beeped when I should have bopped, lapped when I should have lopped. I was walking on air till she called me a square, cause I beeped when I should have bopped. I dipped when I should have flipped, I tripped when I should have hipped. My romancing was fine till I got out of line, cause I beeped when I should have bopped. Ool ya coo, cool ya oo, ooble doo, schmooble poo, it all sounds the same to me. Bloody da, daddy blah, diddly da, schmiddly pa, is it something that's safe with tea? Pick up! I beeped when I should have bopped. I heap when I shoulda hop. I was giving my all till I fumbled the ball, and now I'm blowing my top, cause I beep when I shoulda bop. Served with tea. Woo! I beep when I should have bopped. I heaped when I should have hopped. I was giving my all till I fumbled the ball, and now I'm blowing my top, cause I beeped.
Slow down, man.
Cause I leaped.
Be cool, daddy-o.
Cause I beep.
That's the end.
When I should have bopped.
That was Louis Prima and Keeley Smith, out of touch with popular culture. Didn't know when to beep and when to bop and when to walk away. Thank you. 1952, live in concert at the Sally Pleyel, Paris. 1952 with Sidney Beckett, Sidney Bechet, soprano sax there, along with Claude Luther and his orchestra. Nighty night.
Did you trade in your old radio for a fancy new smart speaker? You can still listen to your favorite local programming anytime. Just ask your smart speaker to play KRVS or listen online at krvs.org. Join KRVS May 21st for Taste of Fame, a live virtual cooking event featuring PBS chef Lydia Bastianich. For a donation to KRVS, you'll receive a package with the ingredients for a three-course meal delivered to your door. Then follow along in your own kitchen during the Zoom event as Chef Lydia cooks her classic dish, Springtime Asparagus Risotto, and enjoy the meal with family and friends. Click now. Deadline to register is April 22nd. Visit KRVS.org and click on the Taste of Fame link.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, online at krvs.org.